A very fun event is coming up this weekend. It's a night of encouraging the efforts of our region's largest cancer-fighting team, which is Team Addy. And they are all amazing. And if you want to go for the backstory and everything, we have a podcast up where Addy talks a lot about it. And of course, Lindsay and Andrew are in studio with me, Addy's parents. And we've been talking about the big fundraiser that is coming up this weekend. It's going to be at the W in DuQuoin. It's going to be a great time. And there are still some tickets available for this, with proceeds going to pedal the cause. Now, going back through the story, of course, Addy is a survivor. Amazing research with Siteman and St. Louis Children's, and being part of a clinical trial just saved her life, in your words, Lindsay. And so you guys have been dedicated to this after, including Addy, to raising money for pedal the cause and, of course, for research. Let's talk a little bit about Addy real quick. How's she doing in her freshman year?
Addy is a freshman at Ole Miss. She's studying accounting like her big sister, who's a junior at Ole Miss. So we have both girls in Oxford. I was blessed to be able to join Addy this weekend as she got initiated into her sorority. So she is a new member of Delta Gamma. So she is living her best life,
going to
some great SEC football games, and just enjoying life, enjoying everything, what college is supposed to be. And I asked her when we dropped her off at college, I think one of the most poignant things about it is, I said, how do you feel about this? Are you nervous? Are you scared? You know, are you excited? All the above. How do you feel as a freshman? And she said, you know, I just didn't know if I was going to live long enough to be here for, you know, to be able to come to college. And I'm just blessed to be here. And so she said, I'm just soaking it all in. So I think that is, you know, what you're supposed to do, enjoy life. And that's what she's doing.
Now, you don't ever want to think about the possibility of what, you know, you guys have been through as you're listening to this happening to you or your family, you know, to have a child that, you know, becomes ill very quickly. And, you know, obviously it's no diagnosis that any parent wants to hear. And to have the resources of this available to Southern Illinois residents, I think, is very crucial. So doing this fundraising is extremely important. You don't want to have it, but to know that it's available, then you do have it, is amazing. So I think that's fantastic. And all of this that you're doing this weekend kind of goes to that cause. So you guys have some great auctions going. I did kind of look a little bit ahead of time, and there's a lot of stuff on here, including a really cool thing with Walker's Bluff, right?
Yes, we've been given the opportunity to include a tasting room experience at Walker's Bluff.
How pretty there, too, for their tasting.
It's a fabulous venue for the local folks that have been there. It's as you know, it's a great time. Edward Jones has provided us some tickets to the Fox Theater. We have a chance to see Wicked, Jesus Christ Superstar, their Saturday matinees, so easy to get up and get back in the same day. 4 box tickets plus a parking pass.
Wow,
it's not
that's
easy
awesome.
To find parking near the Fox.
No, it's not easy. That is so true. That's amazing. And this is just one of the packages that is available for you. Now, at the event this Saturday, there's a lot going on. You've got the raffle, of course, that are going to be happening. You've got meal and draft beverages included with your
correct.
Ticket, which is only $50. You know, so that's really a fantastic price for a night like that or an evening like that. So if you want to get tickets for this, we'll make sure to get the link up. But if you're not following it already, you can go to, is it Team Addy Darnell on Facebook?
Yes, Team Addy Darnell.
And check out more there. So, so far at this point, you guys are still having tickets that are available for Saturday. You're not sold out just
absolutely.
Yet.
Absolutely. No, we are not sold out. We encourage you. Addy babysits for Nick Hill. So we encourage his daughter. So we and Nick and Alicia. So we encourage you to go out, see the Salukis. It's actually their cancer game. So go out and support
perfect.
Coach Hill Cancer Fund and support the Salukis. And then come after the game. It's an afternoon game. You can make it just in time to go to Carbondale. Come to DuQuoin. Come in your Saluki gear. We'd love to have you.
Now, I know to me, I haven't been to the W, but it seems very nice and all of that. But it is Halloween weekend. Is anybody going to be in costume or is that okay?
That is totally okay. It is an outside venue.
Oh, nice.
So we are under the covered, under the horse arena area. So it is a casual night. So you can come in your Saluki gear. You can come in a Halloween costume if you want. You could use some of the ideas for on Wednesday.
Yes.
And come.
And get your costume get last your costume minute, ready. Even if it's last minute.
So we'll plan on seeing you in costume Saturday night.
I'll be there for sure in costume. I don't have one yet, so I might need to take some of the ideas on that one. So we're going to make sure to get the link up for this. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a fun time for a fantastic cause. I mean, for really, like, if you wanted to bid on some of the items, you could do that now. The auction is live. But let's just say somebody I know, for whatever reason, could not be there. Is there any way that they can still help out?
Yes, if you cannot be there, you can still go to the link on Team Addie Darnell. You can still make go to pedalthecause.org, search Team Addie Darnell. You can make any kind of monetary donation. I believe Pedal is just under $4 million this year for fundraising. And their goal is $5 million. We still have until Halloween, until the 31st to cut off for this year. So they could still use all funds available that they need. So, go out, and if you don't come to us, you can still donate to Addie and help her reach her goal of $1 million. This year's goal is $50,000, and we're getting close, but we need some help to push us over the edge.
Definitely. And we can all help out. You know, even if you can't be out there, you can always donate, and you can check out those auction items and make sure to get involved one way or another. So, you guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in and talking about this, getting a chance to catch up with a little bit about what's going on with Addie, and we'll make sure to get this stuff up too, but really looking forward to it. This event coming up this weekend. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.